Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Zaniah. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling to find if I have received my returns yet.
Could you repeat that for me? It broke up while you're speaking.
I was calling to find out if you had received my returns yet.
Okay. What, do you happen to have the order number or account number?
No, I don't.
All right, that's no problem. Could you provide me with the spelling of your last name?
That is B as in Bob, A R N as in Nancy, S T E I N, Barnstein.
Thank you. And what would be that zip code?
21225.
Thank you. And can I have you confirm your address as well?
420 Cresswell, Cresswell Road, Brooklyn, Maryland, 21225.
Thank you. And this is for the James Bond DB5 collection?
Yes, there should be two returns, which I do have a question about them also. Whether you've received them or not, I still have a question about.
All right. Give me just one moment here. What was your question while I'm looking into that return for you?
They told me I had to pay the return postage on it. When I received them, it had a breakdown of what the charges were, and the charge for the shipping was $9. I had to pay $15 each. I had to spend $30 to send those two back. And the main reason it was all sent back is because I ordered everything in January and I didn't receive it until April. You know, and I was just very dissatisfied and I wanted to, that's why I returned them. So they told me, well, yeah, you can go ahead and return them, but you have to pay, you know, the first one was 95 cents, so it made no sense to try and send that back. That would have cost me more to ship it than it was to pay for it. But the next two were $53, and so one of them, I'm really not getting anything but $20 back from that after paying $30 for shipping.
Yes, now, I'm not too sure as to why you had to pay more for shipping and handling, because as you advised, we only paid $9.80 for shipping and handling. Maybe it's the facility and their shipping and handling prices are a bit different, which could be the situation. Let me see here.
Yeah, but I mean, it just doesn't seem fair that, you know, I don't know who you used. I had to use whatever I had available, and the closest thing to me was UPS. And then, you know, UPS charged me $15 for each box. I would have kept them if everything would have, you know, been a little more, I'm not blaming anybody, but, you know, it was ordered in January, and I kept getting emails that there was going to be, you know, it was a big hold up and everything like that, which really discouraged me about even building them because it was going to take so long. So,
yes, sir. I'm understanding completely. From what I'm looking at here, I don't see where it has updated within your ticket that we've received the products back. However, they may have just not placed it within your account just yet. I will go ahead and just get a message sent over to my manager. That way she can view in the warehouse to see if they received your return shipment. And once she's confirmed, of course, you'll receive email confirmation in regards to that your refund is being processed.
Okay. Would you also mention the fact about the difference in the shipping? And if something can be done about that, because I really would appreciate it.
I'll go ahead and mention that as well. That's no problem. I'll see what we can do for you.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for all your help today.
No problem. Oh, and could you provide me of when you returned that shipment?
Excuse me?
Could you advise me of when you returned the shipment?
When?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, I don't have the paperwork with me. I want to say it was more than a week ago.
Okay.
A little more than a week. I would have figured, I know with the U.S. mail, it's bad. I don't know how bad it is with UPS or FedEx or anything like that. I know, that's one of the reasons I didn't send it back per U.S. mail, because I've already got credit card companies that are wanting to charge me late fees because I didn't receive the notices in time. And that's not my fault.
Exactly. You can't help when they send it to you.
Right. Yep.
But that is no problem at all. I'll go ahead and just send it to them and advise of you sent it off about a week ago, and so you were just calling to get that update, and then I'll have them look into to see if they can do anything for that overcharge for the shipping and handling.
Okay. I really do appreciate it, and you have a wonderful day.
No problem at all. Did you need any further help today?
No, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. I do thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day, and stay safe.
All right. You also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.